Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to our little show. Number, if you'd like to call in, you'll probably need it. 646-478-0616. That's how you talk to me or us when there's us here. Today, only me. The three-day weekend kind of jacked up his schedule a bit, so he is out today. But the show must go on, as the kids say. So what I'm going to do, to the best of my ability, is kind of do his part for him. Now, those are pretty big shoes to fill, literally. He's got size 11 and a half feet, but I'm gonna give it a shot. You guys deserve the very best, and the very best is when we're both here. But things happen, you know? So I'm going to be Zigzag and Rufus today. I'm going to try to do Zigzag as best as I can. Like I said, it's tough shoes to fill. The guy's pretty brilliant, but you guys probably won't even notice the difference. So, hey, Zigzag, how was your three-day Memorial Day weekend?
It was really good. I had fun and did lots of cool things. And I had a hot dog.
Oh, you had a hot dog. You like hot dogs, see? I had hamburgers.
I had a hamburger, too.
You had a hamburger, too. That's adorable. Did you have cheese and bacon on it? Okay, great. What did you do? I mean, did you, like, I started a home improvement project. I even built my own workbench, which was pretty cool. Made me feel like a man. I went to the hardware store, and instead of buying a workbench and putting it together according to the instructions, I actually bought, like, lumber and wood. I bought a bunch of 2x4s and a piece of plywood, which is kind of like a 2x4 pressed out really thin and big. And I bought a bunch of nails, and I got home, and I measured it with a tape measure that I just learned how to read. Thank God for a PDF I found on the internet entitled How to Read a Tape Measure, because I really didn't know. Seriously, I didn't know, like, what 3/16 was or 5/16 or any of that. I was just counting the lines previous to that and being like, okay, this is 42 inches and four lines. And then inevitably, whenever I got back to whatever I had to cut, I would forget how many lines it was and the project would be off. But I succeeded quite well at making this little workbench. Almost succeeded too well. I was hoping to talk about it on the show, which I am, but I was hoping it would be a funny thing to talk about, but it went so well. There's no disasters. I didn't lose any fingers or appendages. I didn't accidentally cut through a load-bearing beam and destroy the house. I, in 20 minutes, kind of banged out this little workbench, and I'm about ready to host a DIY show at this point. I had a hot dog. Oh, you did, Zigzag. Hot dogs are great. Did you make it yourself out of 2x4s and plywood like I made my goddamn workbench? I had a hamburger, too. Thank you, Zigzag. Kill me when he hears this. I also found a really good deal on an air compressor. I know this is riveting radio, but it was a busy three-day weekend. I had no time to prepare. In fact, if you look at the episode info I wrote, holy crap, I forgot to fill this part out. Tune in to see what the show will be about, or let me know, because I have no idea, and I really don't. But anyway, if you're looking for a really good deal on an air compressor with even a gun to shoot brads and nails and stuff, I recommend you go to Lowe's. I don't know if it's on Lowe's.com, but if you go to Lowe's, at least the Lowe's here in Tyler, Texas, where I live, you can get a air compressor, Campbell Hausfeld, $89, and comes with a gun and a whole box of nails and a whole box of brads. I can't say that they're going to have that at your Lowe's if there's a Lowe's within you. Within you, God damn. I hope there's not a Lowe's within you. Wow, if there is, you should set up your own weird website and charge money. But anyway, I don't know if that deal is at a Lowe's near you or in you. but it is here in Kyle, Texas. So if you're in New York and you want that deal, it's such a good deal. You could probably, on Southwest Airlines, even fly down here and pick it up and still, you know, come out ahead. But other than that, let me see, three-day weekend. What did I do besides building an awesome workbench, you know, using my own two hands like a real man, and installing baseboards with my Lowe's compressor that I got at the Lowe's in me, by the way. I keep a Lowe's in me handy at all times. You know, if I'm driving down the street and I need a T-square, I just reach up inside me and grab it out of my personal Lowe's. But other than that, really, nothing's happened. I just got off a two-mile run, which I do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays every week. Today's Tuesday because I didn't run Monday because they use holidays as an excuse to slack off. And I'm already, oh my, four beers into my post-run workout, which involves basically drinking a lot of beers. It's really weird that I run a lot because I run twice. Here's my deal. I run 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 miles. I don't run the whole 2 miles. The circuit is 2 miles. I walk it, I run it, I walk it, I run it, and then do the same thing back. Now, the chunks I run are, you know, way more than the chunks I walk. But, you know, I got to burn some calories. A couple of Christmases ago, I saw a Christmas picture of myself and thought, oh, dear Lord, what happened? And so I got off my ass and I just walked for a long time, just walked. I couldn't do anything else. So I just walked every day after work. I just walked like 2 miles. It was brutal. I mean, if you don't do anything, walking sucks ass. And then at some point I thought, man, I got this walking thing down. I mean, I've been walking for years, at least 20 years. And I said, I'm going to try to run. I got to take it to the next level. So during that walk, about halfway through, I said, I'm going to run just one side of this one block of the neighborhood. And I almost did. I tried. I got about halfway through it and collapsed. The next day, when I woke up in the very same spot, because I'd pretty much blacked out, I got up and I walked the rest of the way home. But shortly thereafter, I was running longer and longer chunks. And I'm up to a point where I'm not trying to win any races or anything. In fact, I couldn't. It would just be depressing if I tried. But I got a two-mile circuit that I do, and like I said, I break it up into I walk a quarter, run a quarter, run a quarter, walk whatever. You know what I'm saying? But the chunks I run, so you know that I'm macho, are longer than the chunks that I walk. Anyway, and when I get back from that, I immediately start pounding beers, which is an interesting. It's strange, you know. You probably really shouldn't run, get dehydrated, and then come home and start drinking beers. But I really kind of use that as my justification to get hammered on a nightly basis, which I don't. I'm kidding. I just have a few beers. But it's weird because I have noticed that since I started running and then coming home and cracking open the beer, it takes forever to get any kind of buzz at all. I mean, I can have like five beers and nothing happens. And I think that's just because my metabolism is just burning that stuff up as soon as it hits me. The other part of my workout routine, and I use those words loosely, so on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I lift weights. And what I do is nothing too technical. I'm not a personal trainer. I don't have a personal trainer. And I'm kind of weak. But what I do is I go to the gym. I don't have a membership, but I go there, and I walk around as if I'm checking the place out to perhaps one day buy a membership. I do this twice a week, by the way. And then I find the biggest, burliest dude there and the two biggest weights, and I say, dude, hold these weights. And when he does, and I lift him several times, I bench press a weightlifter holding weights over my head, like all the way over my head with my elbows locked. And I do that, I don't know, 60, 70, 80, 500 times in a row. And then I take a small break, and then I go into the showers, and I just pop everybody in the ass with a towel. And then when they chase me out, I stop and play dead. I don't, this really wasn't going anywhere on that. But really, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do a little weightlifting routine. I can tell it's working because my wife is totally, like, jealous. Like, everywhere we go, she's, like, looking out because, you know, I'm all ripped and shit. And other babes and other dudes are, like, totally checking me out. And it feels pretty cool, especially at Lowe's when you're hoisting 2x4s over your shoulder. And I even bought a telephone pole, not because I needed it, but just because I wanted to be seen carrying a single telephone pole out of the store. And I just threw it onto my truck. By the way, I have a truck. So that's how my three-day weekend went. What about yours? Give me a call if you can at 646-478-0616. Call me on the phone. Yeah, Zigzag. I just told him to do that. Zigzag, everybody. Dom Zigzag, I am a of Hyper Sloth. He's a brilliant man. Brilliant.
I am smart.
Yes, you are smart. I'm patting him on the head. Oh, so gently. Zigzag, seriously, man, I'm sorry, but it just struck me as funny to do that. It came off the cuff. I really think you're a super brilliant guy. I mean, you have to be to write the music for Hyper Sloth. Okay, so where are we going here? I tell you what, I was just going to wrap it up, but let me see if I can drag this thing out. My wife is IMing me. Let's see what she has to say. That's boring as hell. I'm not going to talk about that. Actually, tell you what. Let me respond to her in a funny way and see what she has to say. We are setting up an online store, and I put her in charge of uploading the inventory. She has a question. I have an issue. How do I only post the 50 and below? She's talking about items that are priced $50 or less. They need two separate reports. I have no idea what that means, but I'm going to say, hold on, I'm totally masturbating right now. I really typed that. If this was a video show, you could see it. I typed, hold on, I'm totally masturbating right now. Now, the funny part is that's actually true. I'm really masturbating right now. But I always do at this time of day. Even if I don't have the show, I could be stuck in traffic and I'd be twisting one off. I'm a little concerned that she hasn't responded yet. Okay, I'm done. What? If I hear the front door of the house slam and then a car goes screeching out of the driveway in a few minutes, I'll be quite alarmed. Nope, okay, she's typing something. Hold on, I'm totally masturbating. Okay, I'm done. What? Oh, God, she's typing a lot. She is a slow typer, though, so she could just be typing one word. LMAO, you finally admit why you stay in your office. Yep, 90 seconds left in the show. Yeah, by the way, this is called the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. It's not really an hour, not yet. It will be. It will be a full hour. The deal is we don't have a premium Blog Talk Radio account, and we're cutting into their prime time. They start charging for. So they start charging prime time at 6. Our show starts at 5:30. So what happens is we get cut off of the live broadcast at 6. We can keep going, you know, record, so you can catch up at 5. Or in the podcast, which we have up at iTunes. You can go, you know, if you get cut off, if you're interested by the cool stuff that we're talking about, then by all means, just come back and check out the archived broadcast or go to iTunes and you can download the podcast. Shortly, we will go ahead and just upgrade the account and then we can do whatever the hell we want. Oh, okay, so my wife says, are you talking with Zigzag? No. Zigzag couldn't make it today. Not that I'm pissed about that. I'm just kidding, Zigzag. I just thought that would be funny. I'm not going to respond. I can't think of anything funny to say. Hold on. I'm masturbating again. There we go. which is true. I normally masturbate like twice in a row. I got two balls. Why not? But I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. It's a short show, I know. I'm sorry I'm ill-prepared because of the three-day weekend. Jump back here Thursday and join in. You know, tell your friends. Visit the Hypersloth website to check out our music, hyper-sloth.com. Not hypersloth.com, one word. That's some other web design company that has nothing to do with us. You can tell because their website looks like crap. We are hyper-sloth.com. So thank you very much. I appreciate you listening, and we are out.
Red hot.